Max Strauss. I think it's Strauss. 31 points to help in that area as well. For all the people out there that said, well, Kevin Love's not going to do any help for them. He had 9 points. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, hit a 3-pointer, hit his free throws. Bam Adebayo did not have a good game. That doesn't bode well for the Chicago Bulls. DeMar DeRozan had a good game. They just struggled. They struggled shooting. They shot 43%. They shot 28% from three, 73% from the free throw line. If you look at this with Miami shot 41% from the field, 33 from three, and shot 87%. I think this is, but Tyler Hero is going to hurt. I think it's going to be a 4-2 or 4-3 for Miami. It may go 7 because of that injury, and then they will struggle. The Oklahoma City Thunder, and that was to get to go. So the Minnesota, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves took them out. This was the last play-in game. I apologize for that. So that wasn't when Tyler Hero got hurt. I'm going to move on here. Saturday. There we go. First game out of the shoot, Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers won, and it wasn't dominated by Joel Embiid. It was dominated by James Harden. When James Harden is James Harden and he is wanting to play, he was 7-13 from 3-point. Which is quite amazing. He had 13 assists. He only had 4 turnovers. He was plus 20 when he was on the floor. That's a win-win. You know, and then they get McDaniels gave them 5, George Niang, 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3-point land. Philadelphia is a better team. And the Brooklyn Nets are going to be a team they're going to build around what they have. And they're going to, I mean, Mikal Bridges once again had 30 points. The Brooklyn Nets, if handled correctly, the Brooklyn Nets are going to be a really good basketball team here in the next couple of years. The Boston Celtics played the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks didn't shoot the ball very well. And part of that is because of the defense that the Boston Celtics played. Trae Young only had 16. Devontae Murray had 24. Jason Tatum had 25. Jaylen Brown had 29. And Derek White, big game, a really big game for them, having 24 points. The issue that I see, and it's kind of an issue, I guess the Hawks played 9. Celtics only played 8 players. That's some heavy minutes. Heavy minutes when you're talking about in the NBA. Knicks Cavaliers were next. I think this is the playoff in the first round that everybody's looking to. These are identical teams. Their players are almost identical. How they run their offense, play defense, everything they do, they're almost identical. I think these are going to be the great games. And a surprising game, but not for the... Here's the deal with the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento was waiting for a team to win. They didn't do that a lot when the Maloof brothers were there. I don't know if it was their fault, whose fault. But they have some kids that they can get behind. De'Aaron Fox, Keegan Murray, Devontae Sabonis. That's a loud. It was loud. I mean, it was loud. You could hear. I mean, they were standing outside doing some interviews, and you could hear the crowd inside. Here's the problem that the Sacramento Kings are going to have is that the Golden State Warriors have been down a game before. The Golden State Warriors have been down 2 games before, and they still have that leadership experience and all that to make it back and to do big things. So that'll be pretty interesting. So that was Saturday's games. Then we had yesterday's games. I really don't think that anybody was surprised. I do not think that Ja Morant is completely healthy, and now I really don't think he's completely healthy. And I do not. I'm gonna click on the box score right now. I did not think that Memphis had. Yep, their center did not play. If he doesn't play, if Steven Adams doesn't play, I don't think they have a chance. Anthony Davis was plus 27 when he was on the floor. This is his stats. He was 10 of 17 from the floor, 2 free throws, 12 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, 7 blocks, 3 turnovers. LeBron James, a really good game too. 21, he just not as good as some of the other people that were on the floor. He had 21 points. He had 11 boards. He had 5 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 5 turnovers. D'Angelo Russell played okay. Austin Reeves played out of his mind. Hachimura played out of his mind. They got 29 points and 23 points out of Reeves and Hachimura. And so they get 52 points. They're not getting 52 points from them again. I don't believe. It'll be interesting to see if Ja Morant plays the second game. It's kind of hit or miss right now. And without Steven Adams, they're not going to win that series. Clippers and the Suns, a battle. Clippers go in and win that. Kawhi Leonard gets 38. No Paul George. If the Clippers can beat the Suns in this and they get Paul George back, the Clippers might be the best team. It could be pretty darn close. And then the Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves have been playing really well, man. The Nuggets just came out and just beat them up. I'm telling you, with Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm actually a Minnesota Timberwolves fan because I really like the owners, and I like everybody they have in charge right now. That was way too much money to pay for Rudy Gobert. In a centerless league that you don't need one to be great. And the ones that do have them are ones that shoot threes or are like Jokic and have. So this was his stat line. He had 13 points. It's not outstanding. He had 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 turnover with the ball in his hands the majority of the time. He did foul out, though. It was a team effort for these guys. Every single player, except for one guy that played for 2 minutes, were plus in points. That's not easy to do. Karl-Anthony Towns did not have a good game. He had 11 points. He was 1 of 7 from 3-point. You know what? I like Karl-Anthony Towns shooting the ball out there, not when he can't hit any. That is not his cup of tea, I do not believe. That is going to be a tough, that's going to be a really tough series for them. So you get Nets Sixers tonight. You get Warriors Kings as well. Just when they, if you're sitting watching it in your man cave or your woman cave and you're excited about it and they start, you know, that pops up on the screen and you got your surround sound and your 62-inch TV, turn the volume up when they first dive into the arena and hear how loud it is. It is unfathomable how loud that is. It's a fun team. I really like De'Aaron Fox. I'm a big fan of Keegan Murray. Sabonis, I think that was actually a great trade for both teams. Tyrese Halliburton had a hard time being in Sacramento because too many people want to have the ball in their hands, and he has to have the ball in his hands. And so I think it was a pretty good trade. If Indiana would have had more Tyrese this year and some other players that got hurt, they need to be a little bit deeper. I think they would have even had pretty close to having identical records. For the Golden State Warriors, it's simple. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson have to play well. They did not play well in that game. at all. I'm trying to go back to see the stats that they had. It was not good. Steph Curry, and not that Steph Curry had a great game. He was 11 of 20. He was 6 of 14 from 3. Actually, he did have a good game. He scored 30. Klay Thompson had 21. They turned the ball over too much. They turned the ball over 15 times. The Sacramento Kings turned the ball over 13 times, so not a huge difference. Fouls were pretty close. It was a close game. Golden State had two shots from two really good people and didn't go in. Andre Wiggins didn't start. I have a feeling how things go tonight. I'm almost thinking he's going to start tonight. You know, it's an interesting time for Poole as well, because when you're missing one of the four and he's in there and playing consistently, he's a really good player, but you just can't keep those other guys off the floor. Draymond Green, 33 minutes. And this is a typical Draymond Green game. He had 4 points. He only had 3 turnovers. He had a block, 2 steals, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds. There is not, and even though everybody in the world dislikes Draymond Green except for Golden State, the minute Draymond Green was on your team, you would love him. Trust me, if totally different circumstance. But let's say LeBron couldn't get Anthony Davis, or they couldn't get, you know, they could get another scoring guard. I think he would have pushed for someone like Draymond Green. That's what LeBron needs, a protector. That's Draymond's job. Draymond is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson's protector. If you hit them, he'll hit you. And that's what you need. Everybody has to, you have to have a player like that. And the LA Lakers.
Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband.
One step at a time. Register today at DS.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sorry about that. My board just shut off. I think I got it back on. We're going to see. You are listening to Steen on Sports. I'm bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter. At 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building, maintenance, and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provides the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial service throughout the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care. Be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. My next guest, you're going to have to hold on a second. I shut the door. Is Zach Steenblok. Zach Steenblok, how are you?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, NBA playoffs. Where are you at?
I mean, it's been good so far. It's been kind of a weird couple games. It seems like all the top seeds are losing. But, you know, it's a 7-game series for reasons, right?
It is. And, you know, I was kind of thinking the same way. Losing the first game doesn't.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Did you get any of that?
Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah, okay.
Told you. I agree with you. I don't think losing the first game is a big deal.
No, it's really not. And it's just tough that we see all these, you know, these key players,
you know, getting hurt or injured, and seems like on all the same plays,
so it's not great.
Yeah. Do you have a specific one that you're liking more than the others?
Say that again?
Do you have a specific game or a specific series that you like more than the others?
Well, I really like the Warriors King series. I think that one is going to be good. You know, it started off, you know, 1-0 Kings, and I think the Warriors are going to just, they might give them one more game, but then I think they'll win, you know, out from there.
Yeah, it's, you know, the funny thing is, if that would have been Sacramento beating them in Golden State, you know, that would be totally different. But I mean, that was a home game. Man, that place was loud. I had to turn the TV down. It was so loud.
Right. I mean, when was the last time that Sacramento had a home playoff game to start off the series, right?
I know.
but, you know, it's – I'm happy that, you know, all the trades worked out between the two, and you don't usually see it between the Pacers and the Kings. You don't really see it be pretty equal like that. But, man, Sabonis is really, really good.
He is, and Tyrese Halliburton couldn't – he just – there wasn't enough balls to go around.
No, there really wasn't. And with, you know, De'Aaron Fox, too, he's you know, a superstar in the making if he isn't already one. And it's there's only so many shots in a game. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Tyrese grows a little more and they can get some more help. And hopefully they'll be contenders sometime.
Yeah, speaking about another Cyclone, even though it may not show up all the time, when George Niang hits buckets, the Philadelphia 76ers don't lose basketball games.
No, and the fans love him so, so much. It's incredible. You know, everywhere he goes, everyone loves him. You know, he's been on a couple different teams, and I've never heard anything bad said about him in, you know, interviews or just stuff on Twitter that, you know, he's a real guy's guy.
I agree with it. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He is at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. Are you part of the LA Lakers have a shot to get to the NCAA NBA finals, or are you anti LeBron James getting to the NBA finals?
I mean, I think they have a chance since LeBron James is on their team, you know, that just like when you start a season and start a playoff series, you're like, oh, we have LeBron. We're probably favored in every single game. We're going to play. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see LeBron do well. I'm not the biggest fan of the Lakers and the team they have, you know, currently right now.
Yeah, I'm in that scene.
I don't really like Anthony Davis. That may be a hot take, but never really been a fan of him. He's just a walking injury, and he wants millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, I agree.
But I would say, you know, that's every big man in the NBA now, right?
Well, it's a dying breed, and it's not something, you know. I watched a little bit of that Suns game, and DeAndre Ayton, he doesn't have anything he can do. I mean, he plays defense.
And, you know, maybe it's not a dying breed. I think the dying breed is the DeAndre Aytons, but you got to think.
Got to score. Got to be able to score.
You know, we have Giannis, Jokic, Anthony Davis,
Joel Embiid.
Right. I mean, the top three big men are the top three candidates to win the MVP. So that's even crazier. And the nutty part is Embiid is so big, right?
Yes.
And Shaq could never make a free throw, right? It was Hack-a-Shaq. And Embiid's a free throw merchant. He's shooting 20 free throws or more a night.
Yeah, he can't.
And it's like, how can you stop the guy?
Shaq couldn't even see from the three-point line.
Free throws? Yeah, and he can get up in your face.
Yeah, I enjoy watching him play. I enjoy watching Kevin Durant play, too. And Kevin Durant did not go after the ball last night when they needed him to. I was kind of disappointed in that.
Yeah, he's fun to watch, but you got to give him a break, right? He's coming off an injury. He's been out for, you know, some weeks, and I don't think he's worried about, you know, the first game. He's getting back into it. I mean, KD is unreal. I'm so happy he's playing he's actually playing and healthy again.
Me too. I mean, the NBA needs him. I think the best series is the Knicks and the Cavaliers, because I think the two teams mirror each other. So it's a game that you can turn on the TV and you know they're going to be close, and you don't know who's going to win. It's just who can play better. And boy, do you think that Luka would go to Mark Cuban and go, why in the world did you trade Jalen Brunson and bring me Kyrie Irving? What is up with that?
Did they trade him, or was his contract up and he wanted a Supermax deal? I think it's a little different.
Well, Jalen
Brunson, I think he was signed.
Really?
Or was he not?
Maybe
he was traded.
I think he was traded because I don't think he's old enough to be to get up there yet. But anyway, I mean, I just don't.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
I
they
you're
knew.
Saying.
I don't think they knew what they were losing. And he's been
no, and I think it's also, you know, Jalen Brunson had a, you know, a coming out year, right?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You roll the dice and you know you didn't hit sevens, so to speak, right?
Yeah. So Giannis may not play. He might play. Ja Morant. It looks like he's going to try to go, but it doesn't look good. If those two teams don't have those two players, they're not winning any series.
They're not going to win a game if they don't have those two players.
Yeah.
Which it sucks. It really does. You know, this is what you play or quote play 80 some games a year for. And then you're out of luck in the first game you play. I think I'm most upset about, you know, Giannis. How can you not root for him?
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he does everything right. He loves the game. You know, he's just incredible. And the Bucks, if he's healthy, can win a championship again, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Do you have a favorite right now who you think's going to win?
I think the Boston Celtics are the best team in basketball.
That's hard to disagree.
Because they have two players that on any given night, without help from anybody, can each get 30 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody else has that. And they can get it from every angle. I mean,
I think the Suns are maybe a close second with just the, you know, player capabilities of that happening. But man, the Celtics play so well together, and they've been on the same team for so long. And I think that, you know, goes into the equation when you're playing playoff basketball.
And you have dum-dums like me that kept saying, okay, you got to choose because you can't have two of the same player. But they do a pretty good job of getting along. I think Golden State has a shot, but Andrew Wiggins has to be Andrew Wiggins, and he's still not Andrew Wiggins yet.
Right, and that's tough because he, you know, is coming back from, you know, the sabbatical, and
yeah,
you know, you gotta. They are playing a game, right? But they still, you know, it's their job, right? And you know, we mock Beal for load management. He wasn't doing a load management kind of thing. He had, you know, things to take care of with, you know, family members and stuff. But I was telling my friends the other day that don't discount the Warriors. I might actually, you know, bet them for outright champions. Because when they get hot and, you know, Curry, Clay, and even Jordan Poole too, and Draymond, you know, you just go down the list and you're like,
They got a lot of scoring ability. They just got to play defense. That's their tough thing, right? So that's what they have to work on. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. Jalen Hurts worth that kind of money?
You know, I don't see why you don't pay him.
I don't either.
I mean, what has he done not to deserve it?
He's a good guy, a good citizen, a good teammate, and he wins football games. That's who you're supposed to pay.
Yeah, and he lays it all out. And
but my guy Lamar Jackson can't get that kind of money.
Well, he did. He has. I'm pretty sure I saw a tweet that Lamar Jackson has more guaranteed money than Jalen Hurts.
But no one's willing to give it to him yet.
I thought today the Ravens did.
No.
Are you sure?
Not that I've seen. I mean, that would pop up on every one of my phones, my watch.
Right. Maybe I just got by, you know, the fake Twitter outlets. God, it gets me every time.
Okay, here's the one I really wanted to bring you on today. So we talked about Netflix and watching the golf thing. Matt Fitzpatrick is one of my favorite golfers. And what a battle between him. I mean, my two favorite golfers, him and Jordan Spieth, battling it out. Jordan Spieth lips out two putts in two holes, and then Matt Fitzpatrick hits one of the best shots in clutch that you've ever seen.
I mean, they're the two. They're two great guys, right?
Yes.
And I wanted Spieth to win so bad. Playoff golf is super sweet, and I can barely hit a shot in front of the people behind me or someone else on a hole without getting nervous and pushing it out of bounds or something. And they're on a playoff hole, televised, millions of people, everyone's watching them, their family members are on the greens and everything. I would absolutely duff any shot in that scenario. And I was telling Andrew, I was 1 week early. I had Fitzpatrick to win the Masters, not the RBC Heritage. So I was like, oh my God.
So we're sitting at the Copper Creek yesterday, and Junior had 100 on Spieth. That was, what was it? It was seven. He was 7-1 to win, and he lift out that first putt, and he lift out the second one. And he left because that's a pretty good bet there, and just missed it.
I hope that this doesn't cause him to, you know, spiral down again. But, you know, Spieth is back.
Yeah, he is.
You know, tied for second, tied for third, tied for fourth.
Fourth, second, and 12th.
Once he gets his one, I'm really hoping, you know, he's coming back for a long haul. Golf is better with him. He's a great spokesperson for the game. And I don't know how you don't love him.
He just can't get out of his way sometimes. He just hits. Yeah, he hits some of the worst shots. He hits shots that we hit like twice, three times around, and you're like, okay, dude, you're not supposed to do that.
Right, and then you know it's kind of Tiger-esque too, because Tiger made some bad shots, but he always recovered it and put it right next to the green. Right, I swear I saw, you know, a video on something that all of his recovery shots, and he's in the trees, in the water, everywhere. Right, and then he just bloop, right next to the green, birdie putt, par putt.
Yep, it's amazing.
And I think we should just start betting, you know, Spieth outright for the next whatever tournaments until he wins. He's got to be close.
Your buddy Alan Lazard receives the 2023 Robert D. and Billy Ray Pillar of Character Award. He's having fun, dude. He got a nice contract. He's been back here doing some stuff. He's a good dude.
So what is that? Is that award?
It's an award from Iowa State.
Okay. I saw he was at some awards dinner or something, but yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Like an Iowa thing or an Iowa State?
No, it was an Iowa State. It was an Iowa State thing. He's just, I think he's just what the Jets need. I mean, someone that actually knows how to win.
Right.
You know, they struggle.
You know, good locker room guy, works hard.
Yep.
You know, he's been through it all, right? You know, unsigned, you know, undrafted, right? And then, you know, gets the big, you know, big moments in Green Bay, and you know, he's moving up. He went from Ames, Iowa, and then to Green Bay, and now he's in the big city. So we'll see how that goes, right?
All right, brother.
We need to get him on the show.
I know it. I know. I gotta send him something on social media. Hey, thanks for coming in today, buddy. Have a good walk with the dogs. Tell him I said hello, and I'll talk to you later. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. One segment left.
Welcome back in, everybody.
It's Potpourri Monday. Happy Monday. Last segment of this Monday. Boy, that went quick. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And website is at 1700 The Champ as well. We are looking forward to tomorrow. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming up tomorrow. So we have that going on. And last of our read today is Palmer Group, an employee-owned company. providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023 it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 500 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. They can do a lot for you, especially you graduates. You're getting close. You're within 30 days at your respective places. Give them a call. See what they can do for you. They can help you answer tough questions when you go into interview. There's so many people out looking for jobs. You have to stand out. You have to stand above people, and being prepared is the number one thing. I want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group for being a part of the show. A little potpourri. We said earlier, Alan Lazard, I just said that because him and Zach was up at school together, received the 2023 Robert D. and Billy Ray Pillar of Character Award. It's a big deal. There is a new thing that's happening in the sporting world, in college sports, especially Power 5 Division I sports. They're hiring what you would consider to be a general manager. So you have your coaching staff, you have your athletic director, but they're hiring a general manager to do general manager things, to make sure everything's being done right, to make sure everyone's happy, everyone's on the same page. What can we do here? What can we do there? How to be the liaison between NIL and all the sports and all the different aspects of it. To be a go-between between coaches and assistant coaches and athletic directors. I think it's a great idea. And a couple of guys, and I can't remember, I'm going to try, I've been trying to find it all day and I can't find it, but mid-level schools have left mid-level schools as coaches and gone on to Power 5 schools to do this job. I think that is a job that is missed. I think your things are falling through the cracks and causing issues that shouldn't be causing issues on these athletic teams. And I think that's it's a huge deal, and it's going to be, interesting to see how that works. And if it does happen to be as special a job as I think it's going to be, because I really do think that it's going to be that. Oh my gosh. What else do I have here? I saw yesterday that after a scrimmage and a simulated game, that the Texas Longhorns are happy with Ewers as their quarterback. If they're happy to be 7-5, I bet they are going to be just fine. You got some good, I mean, I get there's a Manning there, Arch is there. But there's a couple other guys too. It's interesting to see how these teams are going to interact with all of that. I just don't know. ISU spring game is this weekend, and I don't know if they're going to do it on the big board or they're going to do it, but they're going to introduce the Jack Trice uniforms that they're going to wear, and I think they're wearing them on October 7th. If my not so great memory is remembering, I'm interested to see what they're going to be like after I'm about three quarters of the way through Jack Trice's book. It's a really good book, a really good young man that would have went on and done really, really, really big things. And sometimes it's just too bad that. You know, just you want things to be better than what they were. And I feel bad for him, but I think what he's done since his passing and the people that have taken up for him, I think it has been a plus plus. Interesting. This is for my buddy Jamie. The Pittsburgh Steelers haven't had a losing season since 2003, but they've missed the playoffs in three of the last 5 years. I have this conversation with Jamie all the time. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. But we still get along because his team's been better than my team lately, but not as much as what it used to be. I saw this for ESPN, and, man, I love the draft. I love the draft. And that's why I'm so excited to get to do some stuff next week. But ESPN's killing it, man. They have Reese Davis, Desmond Howard, Kirk Herbstreit, Todd McShay, David Pollack, Pete Thamel, Sam Ponder. She is really good. She's really good on the radio. Robert Griffin III and Laura Rutledge. Laura Rutledge is really good on the radio as well. It's funny that no Mel Kiper. I always thought that was interesting that he loves doing stuff leading up to there, but maybe a little bit more behind the scenes. I don't think he spends he still spends a ton of time on the draft, but I think he's getting to a point where maybe that's a little much. Danny Cannell said something today, and a lot of people are saying this, and it gets down to this time of year when these guys are getting ready to go through the draft process. He said, Will Levis is the most overhyped quarterback of the last decade. I watched a couple of Kentucky's games this year, and the simple fact that the Kentucky in the SEC scored points with the talent they had, I mean, I get if you want to say he's overhyped because he – when you look at his statistics and you look at Kentucky, that they're not very good, but did he look at Kentucky? And I'm a huge Danny Cannell fan. So that seems, it seems one of those crazy thing. I don't know who this CEO gal is, but a lot of people post this today. Cyclone Hulk sent it out, and anything that he sends pops up because I get a kick out of him. But it was a woman. She's the CEO of a company. It doesn't say what company in this thing. And I took a picture of it. Said grabbing the thread. But she had got on and did a webinar to all of her staff and employees to say that, you know, with everything that's going on, that they were canceling all employee bonuses. But she took her own $6.4 million bonus. Wow. You can't make that stuff up, folks. You really, really can't. We talked a little bit about Matt Fitzpatrick winning yesterday. I'm assuming that Matt Fitzpatrick is 24 years old, maybe 25 years old. He has 9 worldwide wins, 2 PGA Tour wins, 8 DP World Tour wins. He has a major and he's played on 4 national teams. He was a boys amateur in 2012, even if that makes him 18. I guess he could be 20. I guess he could be 27. He's not very old, though. And if you watch the Netflix on golf, you'll love him once you see him and meet him on the TV. It is really cool and a lot of fun. It's really interesting as well. The BetMGM put NBA playoff player rankings out, and they now have Kawhi Leonard number 1, De'Aaron Fox number 2, Kevin Durant number 3, Hushmanura 4, Jaylen Brown, Donovan Mitchell, Austin Reeves, Jalen Brunson, Joel Embiid, and Russell Westbrook on defense, even though Steph Curry had 30 and 10 last night. I don't get why they do. Well, I guess that's easy. And this is the biggest one, and we Scott and I talk about this. I talked everybody that I talked to. Will the Minnesota Vikings choose another quarterback in another draft? Kirk Cousins makes $35 million this year, and then his current deal expires. He's going to play quarterback again in the NFL. I don't quite understand. I mean, he's going to be right around that. It's going to be a lot less than a lot of these other people. I don't know where the hate for him, always comes in. And the Buffalo Bills, last one for tonight in my Cyclone brain. AJ Klein signed back a one-year contract with the Buffalo Bills. He is still kicking, and I love it. You're listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Especially with him, even when they won that championship. If you go back to that Eastern Conference final up against Atlanta when everyone thought Giannis' season was over. And then you look at last year, there's a very good chance that they would have repeated or bare minimum got back to the NBA Finals if it wasn't for the closer Chris Middleton injury up against Boston. So the Giannis injury, I would say the best way to say it now is they avoided the big scare, but you still have to be scared if you're a Bucks fan because you wonder how much of a lingering problem is this